I think towards that goal would be, what are the options? I mean, there's a lot of different roads that you could go down, and we should consider as many of them as we can dream up. I mean, we've talked about the simplest merge, which is merge units in the fire area. But there's a lot of things in that, even, that could be done either stepwise or not at all. And, you know, that maybe that isn't the best thing to do, but there's a way to change it from being in an hospital district to something else. And what are the options?
My perception is the simplest is just to leave it alone, because
honestly, that's one option.
It takes no votes, it takes no...
Do nothing is always an option.
Yeah.
But there are a bunch of others.
Yeah.
And I think we should try to identify as many of those as we can.
And there's also a timeline on that, too.
Because some people might think they favor one until they hear another one and say, well, I hadn't thought of that.
Right.
And that might be even better.
There may be a timeline with that, too.
Yes,
right?
It may be stepping into something long-term, right?
But so there's two paths.
That's part of the process by which you get to wherever it is you finally think you want to go. But you should be looking at that.
Yeah, but when we talked last week, and I started making notes for myself, because I was thinking, if you go this way, there's so many different things to research and talk. I don't know what lawyer to talk to or, you know, expert, until we get further down the line.
That's a good concept
of having a flow chart. If you leave it as is, it'd be nice to improve the system and make it even better service to the people. You know, if we move it over and look at all the numbers and the cost and how long it's going to take, and is the boat going to pass, you know, new buildings, what happens to the old buildings, all those issues. But if we have things down the line, we break up and go start researching some of these individual items, get a better idea of what it really means, what the real costs are, or the risks are.
And maybe part of that list is just breaking it down into a bunch of columns about what all of those possibilities might be, mm-hmm. and then maybe establishing a pros. I mean, and it's just us talking without doing a whole lot of research, but maybe talk through some of the pros, talk through some of the cons, and then look at that and kind of see if there's some direction. And then maybe that's where the framework of what are we thinking is, or maybe that's the beginning of that discussion.
So, I mean, I guess we know two other approaches would be leave it alone or and this one I think even has, you know, variables to it, which is some form of integration with fire.
Right.
Because
there are several different options.
There is. Or there's potential whether the fire would accept them or not. But yes, there's potential of those, either full merger or full acquisition or maybe a, where they, or to any organization where they went out for bid for private oversight. And there was a private contract to an entity that would manage EMS and so forth underneath a performance kind of contract for X amount of dollars, you know, that's a fixed amount. So, yeah, there is. There's multiple things that could happen.
So do you think maybe what we should do then for next week is to basically set up some whiteboards or one big board and then just start to lay these columns out and sort of talk through that, make sure we're kind of in agreement that, like, yeah, there may be some variations of those columns, but for the most part, this is kind of the framework of the discussion. And then we can kind of march down a little bit on what may be within those. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we can just kind of talk about what we're thinking from there. And this exercise, I think, would be great because I think it might help dictate kind of the work plan going forward.
I think that's more what you want to get out of this than a decision about what we should do.
Oh, yeah.
I think the answer is, what questions do we still need to ask and to whom should we direct those questions? Because you need to know what professional advice you need to get in order to be smart enough to make a decision down the road.
Right.
So this isn't about coming in knowing what you want to do. This is about coming in figuring out what the options are, what we're going to need to learn in order to evaluate the options, and later on come to some conclusion about what the best of those might be.
Right. I did see a tarot card reader in that quarter, so we need that.
There we go. That's good. We'll need it.
Well, do we want to lay out some of the different pathways or options tonight so that we can be all thinking about the pros, cons, and challenges with those options? And, you know, there might be other options that come up, but at least we'll have, we've already talked about a few, but kind of write those down and say, here are what we are considering or are possible options, and then we can be thinking about the pros, cons, and challenges with each one of those for next week.
Here's where we need the flip chart to go on a flip chart.
All right, I'll stand up.
Yeah. Where's that magic marker again?
Yeah.
Sharpie.
Yes. Do me a favor, Nate. Hold your tablet and then just keep flipping it back. Yeah. And then you can flip it back.
I'm on it.
If you draw a little picture at the bottom, it'll be out.
Yeah. So we've talked about the do nothing option, leave them as is.
I think if you do it as a flow chart, it helps because then you have all the decisions that are possible. So it either stays as it is or it moves out of the hospital district. Right, there's not an in-between. If it moves out of the hospital, what are the choices? Privatize it, move it into another public entity, or it could stand alone.
It could be underneath the hospital district and still be out from underneath the operations of the hospital district. In other words, they could contract with an organization. Heck, there was even discussions about contracting with fire when they were getting kind of in this whatever that I heard discussed where, you know, so it doesn't necessarily have to flow because the hospital district becomes the mechanism to get the levy. Mm-hmm. And then and then they can contract for services to be done.
Oh, but they don't need us for that. But okay.
Well, but they need us to maybe suggest it, and they need us to maybe flush potential.
So within stay where it is. It doesn't have to move out. It could stay there, but they could contract for services.
Right. Exactly. Right.
No, I'm not sure what else.
Sure. Feasible. Contract, not merge.
Well, they wouldn't necessarily contract with fire. They could contract with anybody.
They could. Right. Right. They could contract with AMR.
With AMR,
And they could come in and provide if there was enhancement of services at an equal to or less than dollar value than whatever they would perceive. So, you know, there's that, and then. And management and all that kind of stuff is really only administered through whatever the contract rules and obligations state.
And then additionally, if we look at a consolidation, at what point, you know, there's other factors too. There's this issue about the annexation, the town annexing into the fire district. So there's a couple of sub pieces within each of these columns potentially.
And I mean, if it stays independent or it stays on its own, I would hope that they would even look at what might be suggestions on how to, if we have some for enhancements of it, even if it resides on its own, or what might be, you know, thoughts about that as well. So I mean, even if we come up with a lot of cons to anything else other than it standing alone, maybe we even come up with suggestions of it standing alone and what might be potential, what we might envision as potential positives to it. Maybe not.
We certainly could. They don't have to listen to us.
You know what? My sense is they don't have to listen to us at all.
they do.
I think the one thing, though, that potentially could give this process a little more teeth is that there is 4 hospital district board members leaving next year. Or being reelected if they so choose to. And there's 2 fire commissioners that will be reelected, you know, or what. So there's 6 of 8. And depending on the solidness of what comes out of here, this could actually become a tool that people could use as input to run their campaigns on. So while it may be nothing more than advisory, it also might be a lot of legwork for whatever people want to pick up and grab a hold of.
Not only that, there's potentially, depending on how it, there will be a new fire chief at some point, and potentially
I think
you're making
the points very close.
Yes.
I think like around the corner.
But there's also, I mean, Jerry at one point had retired and then just stayed on just
right.
to see at least what it was said at the meeting.
So management level is even,
management,
is
yes.
even changing.
Yes.
Which is has opportunity mm-hmm. to suggest that. You know, I mean, if you look at it, there's no question that merging or acquiring or whatever should have synergies of size and, you know, at least from a financial perspective. So now's a good time if there is change afoot to also take the suggestions.
What else? So what else are we missing?
If you guys have something you want me to research, I can do that. If you have some task or thing you want researched, I can help with that.
Yeah, I think we're just at that point of just trying to identify kind of this framework, these framework issues, and then starting to break them down, and that will start to drive, I think, some of the task pieces.
At some point, we're going to need legal advice. Yeah. I don't know what our sources are on that. Do you know what our source for legal advice is?
Well, there's access to the money. We have to hire somebody, right?
We have money, but I don't know if you guys have somebody we should be using.
Well, we should talk about that a little bit before we get too far down the road, just because I think...
Well, it will come up before next meeting, but it will come up after the next meeting.
But within the context
within
of
the
legal world, it's what kind of legal advice are we going to seek, you know, because there's some issues relative to political law that are at play here, and those are going to be really important. Mm-hmm. And when we'll be ready to ask those questions, we don't squander our opportunity to have somebody being paid doing that work for us. And I don't know if there may be other legal issues too. I mean, that's one of the issues that.
Yeah, it does involve what does it take to do some of the things we would want to do legally. I mean,
right.
What would go on a ballot? What wouldn't have to go on a ballot? That sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah, and then, you know, the separate question, which is all the way down the back end of this, is if you start to look at ballots and what you want to do potentially on a ballot, is trying to understand the totality of the ballot, what else is going to be there, what's happening at the state level,
sure.
what are the taxes just got passed in the last cycle, where's everybody's appetite statewide, I mean, just generically, because we're not going to poll here, you know, just some of those things. But that's outside of the legal framework, that's a political framework.
Right.
So since we are advisory, what depth do we have to go into? I mean, where what would be
my feeling is it would affect what I would want to support as our decision if I thought this was going to be hugely impossible and unlikely to pass, or you know, it's going to take 16 ballot measures to do that, and you have to do them all contingent on each other and you know the house of cards. That's not going to be a very effective choice, I think, because the odds are slim that it'll ever happen. So it could get to the question of what do you want to support in our recommendation if the details turn out to make it seemingly impossible.
But maybe to get to your question, Rick, it's I think it's good to understand those component pieces, But we're not gonna tell elected bodies what to do. I mean, that's ultimately gonna be really their decision, but we ought to say that the consideration.
If we say, this is what we think you should do, and to do it, you're gonna have to do these things.
Exactly.
That would be very helpful, I think, to any elected body.
I guess I'm just wondering how far down hiring somebody to consult for that, how far down the road do you go to get what depth of the answer that makes, and that's, I guess, and I don't know that, so I guess I don't know how far down that rabbit hole.
What I think Chuck was saying is you have to have very specific questions before you go to the lawyer.
Yeah, we'd have to be
because you need to know what you need to know before you ask the question.
Because
the meter can go on all night long, and we don't want that.
You hear it.
So, but I think we do need to design our process in such a way to get those questions as refined as we can so that we can ask somebody to weigh in, and whoever the somebody is.
Right.
And then we can take those answers and deliver them to the bodies that will make the decision and say, this is what we've learned. Of course, they're going to want to go to their own lawyer or their same lawyer in some cases, depending, and ask more questions about it and do their own research before they're going to vote one way or the other, I suppose.
Depending on what we recommend.
Right. I mean, if we come in and say something, we say, this is what we think from our legal research you're going to have to do. They can choose to just believe us or more likely go out and do some more research and figure it out for sure and get their own opinion and everything. Somebody make a recommendation on that side too. But we have to go a little ways down that road or we're not going to be smart enough to choose my opinion.
Yeah.
So if you heard Duncan last week with the idea of, and again, it is where we'll have to get counsel, but let's just say they elected to give back in the general fund the value of what the property tax would be on that side to levy in. Then it becomes a much simpler process to get it passed, correct?
Not a simpler process. It's easier
to win
the election.
Yes.
To win, it's not a simpler process.
Yes, it's not, okay.
It's the process.
But it's a moment in time.
Whether you win or lose, it's
the process. Yeah, but it would be simpler in the opportunity to get it approved.
Right.
Potentially, yes.
Right.
Because not only do you have to do the town has to vote to join, the rest of the district has to join to accept them.
Have we considered that they do have to do that, or the city couldn't still keep contracting?
The city can still keep contracting.
Right. All righty. Which then, what kind of vote is necessary at that point?
The contract. It depends what you do. So, if we're getting down the road here, but if you leave the EMS levy alone and say the district, hospital district contracts with fire to provide the service, there's nothing that needs to happen as far as any votes or anything else.
Okay.
If the fire district says, we'll take on EMS and here's the money we need to run that, you don't need any votes to do that. It's if you want to merge them.
As long as Frank Harper is willing to continue to contract now with the fire district to provide EMS services out of that piece. And as long as the fire district is willing to accept EMS in its current form,
So its
current district and its current levy.
Okay, so and the reason I'm running down that rabbit hole a little bit is because, is that the recommendation that we make, and then it becomes the decision process of the fire department to say yay or nay, or do we take what I perceive the fire department that is very reluctant to want to do this, at least two of the three board members, when I sit in their meetings and look at Albert and I look at Frank versus I look at Bob, which is then going to be a lot more of a challenge because we're gonna have to go another route. So I'm trying to figure out from us how, because we could say, okay, here's the simple process if we do believe that it should be. City, do this, it makes life a lot easier, and so at least it makes life more reasonable to be approved, even if it's not easier in the process, it may be better accepted at the end of the day. Or do we know that there's real consternation, and so then we it's our responsibility to try to find even other alternatives to appease everybody.
For next week, Rick, I would say we don't worry about whether they're going to accept it or not. We take an agnostic approach and just come up with all the options we can possibly dream up, including staging it such that there's a phase one, phase two, phase three. You know, this vote happens this year, next year some other vote's going to have to happen or whatever. And we're not going to predict the outcome of commission votes or public votes.
Or what's palatable either.
Yeah, we just have to come up with all the ideas for what could be done. And then maybe what we do is we come up with, look, I know you don't want EMS the way it is, but if you took it the way it is, and then next year vote to do this, and then the year after that, merge with the town, it's all done. So if you take it in phases, you might be able to sell the concept a little easier than if you said, we just want you to.
But for us to talk
through it, unpalatable.
I think the value in us talking through it is that very issue.
Right.
Because so what if this doesn't happen? So then what if we left, or what are we recommending? If it doesn't happen, here's the state of things. Does that still get us to a level of service for our community that we think is
if
still
it improves, or at least doesn't make it worse?
Right. Yeah. Do no harm.
Yeah. If we're not doing harm, or maybe making it better.
Right.
Potentially making. But I think that's a ways down the road, is what I'm saying. I think right now we have to not try to say, we'll never sell this, let's not even consider it. It's too early for that. We have to assume we can sell anything. And then write it off when we really get close to saying, what are we going to recommend?
Well, I don't think we've got, have we made a decision where we're trying to sell something?
No.
At this point?
No.
So.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying next week is not about, or next meeting.
I'm trying to design the game plan.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I'm getting from everybody is trying to build the game plan right now.
My suggestion is we postpone all of the thinking about what's going to sell.
Yeah.
And just worry about what possibilities there are.
Yeah, we missed the Labor Day sale because that would have been this week. So.
Yes.
There you go.
This weekend.
Too bad.
50% off EMS services? Fire?
I think by Black Friday we should be able to get this thing working though.
I was going to suggest that you guys consider talking to the MRSC attorneys. They're free. They don't cost anything.
Yeah, I agree. They seem to know a lot about this sort of thing. Exactly this sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's
probably a good choice.
Yeah. They may be able to lay out, you know, this set of options, and here's all the documents, WACs, RCWs about this, go crazy.
Yep.
They're not going to be able to tell you what you should do. But
well, they not only won't tell you, they won't render a legal opinion, but they'll tell you that these are the issues that you're going to want to consider.
No, that's good. That's an excellent phrase.
So capturing all these ideas, is that you?
I hope not.
He put a flowchart on his other thing. What's up?
Just since we're throwing out a lot of things right now, I'm wondering.
I'm waiting to see the minutes from this one.
I'm wondering what capturing our thought process is.
I've been trying to dig notes as best I can.
Yeah. It's good.
Because if we do have recommendations of people to talk to and see, we need to be collecting those. So, and that's all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get to a kind of a game plan. What is our game plan?
Well, and start to queue up what we do next, and start to figure out who we do need to see, and just we can narrow our fishing expedition a little bit.
You know, since we're a few minutes, just out of curiosity, does anybody have other options?
Other options
besides what we've talked about?
Annexing to British Columbia.
I'm sure I will. What have we talked about?
Well, we've talked about it staying as it is.
Yeah,
we've talked about acquisition by the fire department.
Without merging it.
Without merging it.
Right, that's one.
I mean,
acquiring it and merging it is another.
Acquiring it and merging it. Contracting it out.
Private contract.
By fire as opposed to hospital district. Either one of them could do that.
Either one of them could do that.
I got all those down.
Yeah, all those options are out there.
Okay. Is there any other ones that anybody runs to mind real quickly just for next week's
exercise?
Gymnastic exercise?
No, I think from my perspective, I don't think so. I think that there's subcategories in there, but that's kind of I can't see structurally another path.
I'm thinking,
I'm going to have a 2 a.m. thought tonight. I'll call you at 3 and let you know.
I'll call you after
text, would you?
I'll call you when I get out of the shower in the morning, Rick, and tell you what I thought of
it. Yeah, no text. If you don't hear back from me, it's not that I'm ignoring you. Okay.
Good.
The other thought that I had, and just I don't know if this is something that others have considered, because we talked about the very first meeting, is trying to do what we think is best for the citizens, or even our, I guess even our visitors as well. Do we want to survey or do a survey of the public? I mean, I know they've entrusted it to us. We're supposed to be the citizen advisory group. Do we want to do a Survey Monkey survey poll? I'm guessing most people probably don't even know they're separate. They just know, like as Duncan said, when they call, something shows up, and they're happy about it. But I don't know what others think about that. You can do a pretty easy Survey Monkey, ask some very specific questions, and see what the pulse of the community is.
You know, Mark, I think that's a great idea. I think that from a timing perspective, and maybe just a little early, I'd like to, I mean, just from my perspective. Yeah, I'd like to kind of narrow it down, because I don't want to overuse that or wear anybody out in this discussion, but I'd like us to, I think, to get a little further down the road. And as we start to feel like we've got some clear path, it's almost like meeting the attorney. I'd kind of like to really strategically think through those questions and how we communicate it. A, so we don't upset anybody who hasn't been paying attention. Also, it's like, whoa, wait, what are these people doing? I don't get it. You know, so
it's going to happen no matter what we
do. It's going to happen, but if we can narrow it
because, as you say, the vast majority have no idea.
Well, so that's
my wife barely knows.
Yeah, most people just don't have a clue. This is
I think
anything at all.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of surveying. So.
I mean, the other thing that, I mean, just some of the people that I've talked to and people that know, that, as a matter of fact, I was at a function last night, somebody thanked me for being on this committee. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing they even knew.
They knew. I think they got the EMS newsletter.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
our pictures. Sure, that's how they knew.
It was me. I thanked you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Doesn't count if it's one of us.
But when you ask people a general question, saying if you were starting with a blank slate, how would you see it? And of the people that I've talked to, almost all of them have said they should be together. I mean, that's. I mean, it was kind of your whiteboard question.
Meaning fire
and EMS. Fire and EMS. They should be together, and that is what almost everybody has said. They don't understand why they're apart. That's
But is the second question why, or do they give a reason why?
Some do, some don't.
And what are their perspectives?
Got a page going on. Yeah. People see them together already. They don't understand that they're separate. They see them going and responding to calls together now. They assume they're one agency. Some people are savvy enough to say that they know that generally across the nation, EMS calls are going up, fire calls are going down, so they see efficiencies there. A lot of them think all firefighters are EMTs, which is not true in this island, but they see that, you know, there's cross-training opportunities, and they have that ability to have the same volunteer pool base to respond. I mean, that's not the way it is on this island, but that's what people's perception are. They see you. Matter of fact, when I wear my fire department t-shirt, immediately they say, oh, if I need help, I'll just come get you. And I said, if you're on fire, I'll put you out. But people's perceptions are, is
you won't thump on their chest in
yes,
there.
Yeah. And so that's what I've been, I mean, just that's what people are relaying to me. So, and most people that I've talked to have made some comment about, well, we heard EMS budget's in trouble. And it's like, well, how much do you know about it? Well, just what I've read in the paper. And so they haven't gone any further than that. And it's like, oh, well, maybe you should ask some more questions at that, you know. But, and that's, I mean, and this is people who have approached me and said, thank me for being on this committee. And I said, well, thank me when I'm done.
Can I add something to this?
Yeah, please. Sure, please.
A little bit of history. In 2014, there were two attempts to pass the EMS levy. Both failed. The issue was the financial condition of EMS. They were coming out of the Jim Cole era, and had assets that they couldn't really afford. And it was only 2 years later, with the help of, as Pam mentioned, a very active levy committee, including a budget review committee. And with all of that, we were able to get the levy passed. But people don't, basically, they don't get it about what goes on with the hospital district, with EMS, and they sort of understand about the fire district, because the fire district is quite clean and always has been. EMS has been messy for years and years and years. And that's the impression that's in people's mind. Oh my God, what are they going to do now? And we just want a nice EMS that works. So that's out there, I believe. And I'm glad you guys are here. I'm glad you guys are talking to people about this. A survey maybe later, but I think it might only confuse the issue.
At this point, it's too early. But I was interested to hear what Pam thought about the public perception having now passed the levy.
I'm not convinced that people are buying it.
Yeah. I mean, enough did to pass it, but it never used to be a problem either. I mean, for 30 years, we nailed the levy the first time it ran without a question with a big margin, and now people are questioning.
And so politically, why are they questioning? I mean, politically, that's always a big challenge, because if you don't get your timing right and you fail, that can contaminate the issue for five or eight years.
So it was a big effort to pull it out of the fire, actually, after it failed twice. It was hard to get it passed.